What if the same power that raised Jesus from the dead walked with you into every meeting, every post, every conversation today? What if your wins weren't about numbers, but about what Christ is actually doing through you in the public square? In a world obsessed with self-promotion, discover what it means to boast only in God, abide in the true vine, and bear real, lasting fruit. If you've ever wondered whether your everyday life really matters for the kingdom, this devotional is for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are having a fabulous day as we dive into God's Word together today. If you are enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIWaction, thank you so very much for your generosity. All right, we're going to talk about our ministry in the public square today. And are we allowed to boast? Are we allowed to, get excited about the things that God is doing? So let's look at Romans chapter 15, and we'll start in verse 17. Here we go. It says this: "Therefore, in Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God." This is so important. Our boast should be in the things pertaining to God and not in the things pertaining to ourselves. And it's easy for us to get our boast in the things of our own desires or our own actions, but we need to have the reality in our minds and in our hearts that everything that we have comes from the Lord. So, therefore, in Christ Jesus, okay, you're inside Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God. So making your boast in the Lord. "For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me." Look at that. Do you presume to speak anything? Or do you presume to only speak the things that Christ has accomplished inside of you? When you walk into that public square today, you are a changed individual. You are transformed from the inside out. God has divine appointments for you today to share the good news of Jesus. And is your boast in the things pertaining to God? And is your boast in the things that Christ has accomplished inside of you? Your testimony, you might say. "Resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed." I know this is important. I've been thinking about this a lot. A lot of times as Gentile believers, we think of faith, we think of grace, which is true. We think of the word of God, which is true. We need to have all those things. But this also says, and deed. So those things should produce something inside of us, right? That is beyond our natural abilities. But really, it's Christ inside of us, transforming us from the inside out. And those are the things that we should be boasting in, the very things of God, boasting in what God has for you and what he has for me today. In the power and signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit. Now, he says, I like this, "resulting in obedience to the Gentiles by word and deed, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit." You are walking into that public square today. Not by yourself. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. And since he's inside of you, the power, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is going with you into every meeting, into every post that you're going to make, into every interaction that you're going to have today. And you may say, why? "So that from Jerusalem and around about as far as the Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." He's done this so that you can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the gospel of Jesus Christ? He died on the cross for our sins. So if he died for our sins, it's because we are sinners, and that he was buried, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life, and that he appeared to more than 5,000 people. So, 500 people. So we see that God is moving in our hearts and minds so that we can preach the gospel message to those around us. Acknowledging that there is none righteous, no, not even one. We all have a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ, and we all are sinners, and we need that Savior to step in into our hearts, into our minds. So let's go over to John chapter 15, and let's see about what it means to be a part of the true vine. It says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." Now, we used to own some vineyards, and we had a vine, and my dad typically was the vine dresser. He'd go to each vine and he would look it over, right? And he would count the buds to get the harvest to be right, so that vine would produce the most fruit possible. And so it says, my father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. So this is what we would do. We'd walk through our vineyard, and actually I would not often, but every once in a while, would go ahead of my dad, and I would trim off all the dead branches, just the bulk of the branches. And then my dad, as the vine dresser, would come back through and see the potential of that vine and prune it back so that it would have the highest yield value and also the highest sugar values, so that our Concords would go to Welch's and produce a good profit for us. So he prunes it so that it may bear fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. So as you walk into that public square today, understand this. You're already clean because God's word abides in you. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. And what's a key part of the Holy Spirit? The word holy. Think about that for a moment. The Holy Spirit is holy, right? So holiness dwells inside of you. He says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So, so very true. We have to abide in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Today is going to be a day that you bear much fruit for Jesus Christ. Have your eyes open to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast today. Fix your eyes on the things of God and on the gospel message of Jesus Christ. For apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. In that public square space today, you can't do anything if you are not connected to the vine. And how do we connect to the vine? By faith through grace. And once we are connected to that vine, we are grafted in as Gentiles. Guess what? The only thing that we can do is bear much fruit. Why? Because the vine has the, I'll use the word energy, has the resources to produce that fruit. So we abide in Jesus. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So abiding in the very things of God, and God has made you clean by his word dwelling inside of you. Okay, one last scripture before we pray. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. God's going to cause you to grow today in the very things of God. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything. You may have some watering and some planting, but you're really nothing today. It is the one who causes the growth that matters. Let's see. But each will receive his labor. No, where was I? So then the one who plants nor the one who waters, but the one who causes the growth. So God causes the growth. He causes the growth in you. He causes the growth in me. And we're just going to be watering and planting today, planting seeds and watering, planting seeds. And this is where we don't have to worry about the outcomes. Our goal in the public square today is to be salt and light. So there may be some politicians that are headed down destructive paths, and you're going to be salt and light to those politicians, and you're going to speak to them and allow God's word to wash over them by your words of encouragement, by your words of calling to repentance, whatever it might be. There might be some things that are happening in your workplace, and God's going to use you to speak life and into those situations. So here's some application questions. How do you typically describe wins in ministry or in your life? By numbers, effort, or Christ's work inside of you? Where have you seen the Spirit's power at work beyond your ability or planning? The Holy Spirit is holy. Have you seen his work beyond what you can do? And how can you practice naming Christ's work when you share testimonies or reports of God's goodness? How can you practice naming Christ's work when you share testimonies or reports of God's goodness in your life? So instead of bringing the attention back to you, you give all the attention to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe that God, that you raised him from the dead. So therefore we abide in you and your word abides in us. And your Holy Spirit is there to cause us to walk in righteousness, in holiness, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. God, go before us today, surround us today, let newness of life flow out of us as we have divine encounters with individuals today in our workplaces, across the street, from our houses, whatever it might be. Go before us today. God, we thank you for helping us to be changed and transformed individuals from the inside out. Give us divine opportunities today to speak life into people. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.